A research team has found high levels of flame retardants in bald eagles in Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs, are in all kinds of consumer products. They're in our couches, our TVs, our cars, our office chairs, the padding beneath our carpets, and the dust in our homes. But the chemicals don't stay put. They leach out and build up in people and in wildlife. Nil Basu is a professor at McGill University in Montreal. He and his colleagues studied PBDEs in otters and bald eagles in the Great Lakes region. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So what did you find in this study?
So what we found were that some of the eagles, particularly in Michigan, they had some of the highest exposures to flame retardant chemicals in the world. And on one hand, these findings were surprising, but they were also not surprising. So they're not surprising because these flame retardant chemicals, they're everywhere. They're just everywhere. And they're chemicals that we know to be persistent, meaning that they resist degradation. They're in the environment, they're in our air, our water, soil, and our food, and they can build up in the food chain. So again, it's not surprising that eagles are exposed to high levels of PBDEs. What was surprising, though, is perhaps just the amount that we found in these eagles. They're, again, some of the highest amounts we've found amongst any wildlife in the world. And again, these are levels that we're finding in our own backyard. In our study, we didn't try to link these exposures to health effects, but the exposures are of concern. We're not sure if these exposures are actually harming the eagles themselves, but it's possible. The chemicals are toxic, and studies on laboratory animals have clearly shown that exposures to these flame retardants can be associated with damage to the brain, the liver, the immune system, the thyroid, so on and so forth.
So do you have a sense of why there would be higher levels in bald eagles in Michigan in particular?
Yeah, that's something that we did wonder. When we did our analyses, we compared the work on these eagles from Michigan with other apex avian predators from Europe and China, and exposures in those regions were high as well. But for some reason, the ones in Michigan were amongst the highest. One thing to realize is that these chemicals, they were manufactured in the U.S., so it is possible that as a result of that, the levels are just higher in the U.S. and in the Great Lakes region. And just considering that the eagles do sit at the top of the food chain, they do avidly bioaccumulate and biomagnify chemicals to rather high concentrations.
What did you find in the otters that you studied?
In the otters, we found similarly relatively high exposures to the flame retardants. But again, compared to the eagles in Michigan, the levels were just not that high.
So although the pentaform of PBDE has been phased out of products, it's been replaced by other kinds of flame retardants. What do we know about how those newer flame retardants might be affecting wildlife?
We're beginning to learn more, and there are a number of new chemicals that have come on the marketplace that are actually being used right now, and scientists are quickly conducting studies to assess the safety of these. One particular class are these organophosphate flame retardants. And in recent years, we've started to study them in my laboratory to see if these are actually any safer or not. So we don't have the results to report upon that yet. But what I will tell you is that these chemicals, these replacement flame retardants, we're starting to actually pick them up in wildlife. So just like we saw with the PBDE-type flame retardants a decade or two ago, the replacement flame retardants are now being used, and we're now detecting them in our air, water, and soil, and in wildlife, and in people. And we need to next ask those questions whether or not they're causing effects.
Nil Basu is a professor at McGill University in Montreal. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.